Hey everyone, it's Michael. Before we get started, wanted to introduce you to the Union GK Premium. With Premium, you'll get vetted pro players and coaches, interactive breakdown sessions, and exclusive content from top names. Want to try it free for 30 days? Go to unionsports.com/content/join or download the app free at the Union GK on Apple or Google Play stores. Thanks for making the Union possible, and on with the show. Welcome to Inside V18. I'm Michael Magid, live once more from beautiful Stevens Point, Wisconsin at Camp Shutout. We've been doing content this entire week. Shout out to all you guys who've been watching on the Union app around the world. As you guys all know, the app launches next week worldwide. Really, really excited for that. And for this big launching, we couldn't think of any bigger people to have on the podcast than Nate Kitchell. No, I'm totally kidding. We got a really special guest, guys. We have our July Youth Showcase goalkeeper who's been playing at FC United and with the Croatian U17 national team. And I just got the camera off right there. Oh, there he is. He's back. Adrian, I'm going to butcher your name. Just say it.
My name is Adrian Hrvojevic. 16 years old. This is my second year at camp, and thank you for having me.
Of course, man. We're really excited about this. So Kitchy, obviously, for those of you guys who are familiar with Nate Kitchell was at Phoenix Rising, and now he's at Bavarians up here in Wisconsin. Kitchy, why don't you tell us a little bit, first off, about, you know, the whole camp experience that you've had so far this week with all the kids?
So the camp's been awesome. I've gotten to work with Group 1, which Adrian is in, and then I've also gotten a chance to work with a vast majority of different levels here, and it's amazing the level of talent from top to bottom at camp. It's been great working with them. All the kids have been fantastic energy, fantastic effort, regardless of skill level. They've really put their all into this entire week.
You know, and by the way, guys, so Audrey, just to let you know, this show is a panel discussion, so you don't have to wait for like a question or anything like that. You can say whatever you want, whenever you want.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So Audrey, and obviously, you know, you said, is this your second time you said at camp Shutout?
Yeah, last year is my first year.
Okay. So how was that whole experience the first time around?
I mean, going into it, Stan always used to tell me to come when I was little. I never really came. And then last year, Will Joseph and Aiden Crawford were going, so I was like, I'll try it out. I honestly didn't think I'd like it that much, but I went there and I had like a great time. There's so many, such a good support around me. All the staff were great, and I was able to train with high level goalkeepers every single day. So I really enjoyed it last year. So this year it was a no brainer for me to come back.
So, I mean, I love the way you just said that, because it literally sounded like a commercial for a Camp Shutout. I feel like you should have gotten paid for that. Is there NIL for youth players, Nate?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so?
Okay. It's not yet.
Okay. Just not yet.
Give them a few years.
They should definitely do that, though. But I mean, you know, one of the really cool things, you know, obviously about this whole experience is that, you know, Audrey and, you know, and Nate, you can step in as well too as a coach here, is you get to see goalkeepers from all over the country, sometimes all over the world, that you might necessarily ever come in contact with, you know?
Yeah. I mean, today I had a group that had a kid from Wyoming, a kid from California, a kid from Minnesota, a kid from Ohio, a kid from Michigan, a kid from Wisconsin. Like, they're all over the place. It was an awesome group to have. Like I said, they didn't know each other and they worked super well together. It was awesome.
So Audrey, obviously, you know, you've played at a very, very high level, you know, obviously, and congratulations on that, by the way, being selected, you know, for a national team is like not a small thing at any stretch of the imagination. It's also like, it's not like you were like selected for like a small country. You're selected for like a pretty high level soccer country, which is pretty darn cool.
Yeah, he was selected for the Croatian youth national team. So I don't think we even mentioned it to start with.
Well, it literally says with Croatian U17 national team goalkeeper.
That makes sense. There we go.
Yeah. So that's how that works out. But you know, the thing is that like when you come to camp, there's a lot of goalkeepers here who may have not necessarily had your experience, you know, like how does that work for you? Do you become like a leader in that situation, even if they are older than you?
Yeah, well, I've definitely not many American goalies get to experience like European coaching. So that's why when Sarkey comes here, I think it's like that. It's great that Stan brings him here because he has a total different style of coaching. A lot of the coaches here are kind of similar, but they're all a little bit different. But like I was talking to other campers today and they're like, Sarkey's has a really different style than a lot of goalkeepers. But for me, I think that I still learn so much from everybody here and they learn from me as well. Like we've all had different paths and they learn different techniques that works for them, and they've taught me, and I've taught them. So it's always back and forth. So,
I love the way that you said that. So, like, it's like, you know, Kitchy, you know, obviously, you know, you've been involved in the game at Camp Shutout specifically, like, since, I don't know, you started here when you were four or something like that? Like,
13. It's my 16th year at camp. And like I said, it's been a long, long journey. So it's been great.
Well, speaking of long journeys, you guys have had a long journey together. You guys have actually known each other for quite a while. Why don't you talk a little bit, Audrey, about how, when you first met Kitch?
Yeah, so I was, I don't know,
probably 11, 12.
Yeah, I was like 11 years old, and he came to FC United, and I was excited because when I was little, I was a little bit scared of Stan, so to have a young guy around was nice. And I, at that point, I was kind of just starting to be a goalie, but I never really became a goalie full-time till like 14, I would say, was my first year full-time.
Yeah.
So I was always half and half, and I mean, Nate, when he had me at that young, I remember, like, that's like the kind of the building blocks when you start, and he taught me a lot of that stuff. Like, we were doing a session 2 days ago and about low dives, and I didn't know it was a, like, we have a different technique that he taught me than a lot of other goalies, and I didn't know it was a weird technique until I saw other goalies doing it way different than me. But that's what Nate taught me when I was little, and that's what I thought was normal.
Wait, weird technique. Not, I need to know a little bit more
not,
about this.
Not weird. Not okay. Weird. All right. A lot of people do it now. It's that little tuck and pull, like when you do a low dive, okay. And it's one hand down so that your side gets flattened. A lot of people go with two hands and just take it with them, but it stops your momentum. So, yeah. And something finally clicked for him the other day. Like, I had probably drilled it into him when he was 11, 12 years old, and he didn't really know the why of doing it. And then all of a sudden, during the session on Monday, it just kind of clicked for him and Cole. Like, I taught them both since they were little, and they had this technique down. And all of a sudden, I explained it a certain way, and they were like, wait, hold on. Is that really? Yeah. Oh, it's the same way both ways.
Yeah.
You know, I love what you were saying right there, because I think, you know, one of the things out there for any of the young goalkeepers that are listening right there out if they're at Camp Shutout or if they're watching from around the world right here, is that there is no such thing as the wrong technique. It's just about what's effective in a moment, right, Nate?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And so for some people, like I said, the way I taught them might not work for some people, and that's perfectly okay. Like, if you want to do it a different way and it works for you, fantastic.
I mean, you know, speaking of that, as we get into that topic, you know, and we're going to be talking about, you know, entering into new environments and, you know, outside of your comfort zone and, you know, proving yourself in those environments. Because obviously, Audrey, you know, you went to an environment where you literally spoke the language. And to an extent, but it wasn't like, you know, you were fluent with with everything type of a thing. Is it one of those things where, like, a lot of goalkeepers are hesitant to try something new because they're afraid that if they look bad, that people are going to write them off?
Yeah, I think, like, obviously for me, every single time I go there, I still have a little bit of fear. Like, what will they think of me? But I talk to my brother, teaches me a lot. Don't worry about what they think. My brother played in Croatia for 2 years. Before me, so I think his advice is that just go there and play and do your best and be confident in whatever you do. And I think that's the best advice I've gotten for going to a place like that. And I was talking to Jay Demerit, and he was telling me, like, you're one of them. When you go to a national team, you're one of them. Even though I was born in America, you can still make friends. You should try to always, you should be cool with everybody there and show that you're a part of that team.
I mean, I think that's just a really good point right there. You know, Kitchy, I mean, even just talking about, like, you know, you've sent players from when you were at Phoenix Rising, to other professional environments. And, like, you know, I think you gave that type of information as well too, is like, you know, don't feel like an outsider. Don't try to prove that you belong, just belong.
Exactly. Like, so when a youth steps into a professional or youth national team environment like that, like I said, they just have to adapt. And if they can't adapt, that's usually when it goes wrong. But if you're confident in your abilities and you're confident that you have the skill to do it, a lot of times that confidence shines through, and it takes a little bit of quick thinking on their part. And you have to be a smart kid to be able to adapt that quickly to those environments. But it's that quick wit and that confidence that really sets you apart from other people.
Yeah. You know, by the way, you know, shout out to Annika, who's watching right now, who says, hi guys, we're so glad to hear Kitch come to FC United because he has Croatian connections.
So I coached at Croatian Eagles here in Milwaukee, one of the older clubs in the country, when I was 19, 20, 21 years old. I was the director of goalkeeping at Croatian Eagles in Milwaukee for a little while as well. And so some of the kids here I had when they were 8, 9 years old as well. So it was really funny to see some of those kids as well.
Audrey, did you know that? Did you know that about Kitchy? Is that why you gravitated towards him? You're like, oh, he understands me. He's got Croatian roots.
I knew that when I was little. I remember we were on a bus going to a away game, and I think he was wearing something, or one of my like uncles sort of at Croatian Eagles told me about him. So yeah, that was always a connection from the start.
So let's get into this topic about, you know, going into different environments and everything like that, you know, because obviously this is a scary thing, especially for a lot of young goalkeepers, you know, who enter a new environment, whether they're going to a new club or whether they're moving to a new city, you know, and going to a new high school or whatever. Audrey, how did you handle it at first?
So the first time I was honestly scared. So I and the jet lag and everything, I didn't know anybody. I was like, wow, like this is real. Like you're so excited for something. And then when you get there and it's like hard, it's a hard thing to take in. So I was asking like my brother and my parents for support, like they were helping me out. But then a couple of days go by, you start meeting new people, making new friends. Like I remember the first session I was there, I could barely catch a volley. I was just like, so like, no way. And after a couple of days, they kind of take you in as one of your own. And like if you make good friends there and you can say you see that they're in that environment for so long, they live in Croatia, they've been there, they help you a lot because they've done it their whole life. So for me coming in, I think it's just building that connection at the start with other kids.
See, that's such a great point just in regards to like building the connection. And like Kitchy, you know, obviously, you know, you work with a lot of youth goalkeepers. Do you talk about like, hey, it's not about the connection on the field, it's about the connection off the field?
Absolutely. Like I said, just in a normal youth team, you have to have that connection. Otherwise, it doesn't work. You got to be able to gel with your teammates, your fellow goalkeepers, whoever you might be training with. And that environment is a reflection of, like I said, that togetherness that you can create. Just not just like forced by the coach, but organically with each other.
Brady Peters goes, this guy seems legit. So Audrey, you've got a fan from Brady Peters. Brady, tell us where in the world you're watching the show from. We always love to hear from our fans. Lorna Batters goes, who is on a plane to Florida? Oh boy, you gotta catch up right there. 99 World Cup winner Saskia Weber is on a plane to Florida right now because there are, believe it or not, NWSL matches going on this weekend.
Crazy.
It's just insanity. You know, I mean, like Kitchy, I know obviously, you know, we want to get back to this topic here, but I think that is such a point as well, too, is that Women's World Cup's going on right now, or just the World Cup as we like to say here. And you know, if it was Major League Soccer, they would shut down. But NWSL is choosing to play. Do you think that's a good decision? Putting you on the spot right here in front of the world. Do you want to just pass?
Yeah, it's the next topic.
All right, so let's talk about goalkeeping community, Audrey. You know, the cool thing is that even though, because I had this happen to me when I went to Venezuela, is like, you know, I spoke Spanish and I was Venezuelan, but like I didn't grow up there. So I felt a little bit out of place. But at the same time, every goalkeeper there, I had that connection with them. Like they understood me because they had gone through goalkeeping. Is that who you kind of first gravitated towards, the goalkeepers?
A little bit, but the first person I actually gravitated towards was my roommate, and he was a field player. And I guess being with him all day, we became really good friends. We still talk almost every day to this day. And we met first in November, and we're very close, and we always get excited to see each other again. But obviously, goalkeepers, you're in the same spot with them. So I'd say those are like the close seconds, like as my friends there. So
look at this. He goes, I'm from the States and Adrian is the best goalkeeper I've ever watched. Do you know this dude? Do you know Brady Peters?
Audrey, I mean,
Brady?
I've never heard of Brady, but I'm sure he's a nice guy. Thanks.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, thanks for the comments. I appreciate it, Brady.
I was just wondering if like if Brady Peters is actually like your burner account. Like,
no,
just under the table.
No, I'm not sure.
Just commenting. All right. So let's talk about this. Obviously, language is a problem. Like, I mean, not a problem, but let's just say it's a challenge. How do you get about that with communication?
Yeah. So I mean, there I'm very lucky to. Most of those kids speak English very well. Like one of my friends is they're pretty much fluent in English. They're better at English than I am at Croatian because They learn it a lot in school. Like, but my Croatian is still good. I still like with the coaches, I'm pretty much in only Croatian, but the kids there, they love to practice their English. So sometimes I'll speak to them in Croatian. They speak in English. So we kind of get that training in.
You know, it's funny that you said that, dude, because like that literally happened to me when I went to Venezuela. Is like I would want to be practicing my Spanish and they're like, no, English. Because like for them, like this is an opportunity to like speak English with a native speaker. Yeah. And like that to them is more important because they want it. It was a little bit different then. Obviously, you know, Venezuela's got a political situation. I don't want to get into that. So next topic. But like but from the simple fact is it's like kind of like you know, a lot of people don't know a lot about they know about the United States through like TV and film and everything like that. And a lot of times they've never actually been here before. So they kind of want to learn about America through you. Is that something that kind of happened with you?
Yeah, they think like the movies is they see the movies and they think that's how it is. So they would always ask me like what's high school? Like all the, like, how do I
they think it's like High School Musical?
Yeah,
it's like
everything's Southern California. Yeah, that's exactly. High school drama.
Everyone surfs to school. What are you talking about? Like, that's how it works.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the coaching connection, right? You're talking about the coaching connection and everything like that. You know, Kitchy, you know, obviously you help players on their journey. Like, you've had players that have gone on to national teams like Audrey, have gone to MLS professional teams. What's the coach's role in helping them find the next step in their journey?
Yeah, I think it's really important that it's a community. It's not just me taking credit for this kid. Yeah. All of a sudden, like I said, me and Stan worked really hard with him and he's had other outside help. I don't know what other coaches, like I said, he goes into a different environment. He has to be able to listen to other coaches' voices and adapt to their techniques, their style of coaching. And I think that's really, really important. And that's why a camp like this is another opportunity to hone that kind of skill. Like I said, you're going to see a few different coaches throughout the week. And hopefully, like I said, they'll give you some different coaching points. If it was the same thing over and over and again, it wouldn't be much learning involved. And when you hear a different voice and have to try something new, you get a chance to try and figure out what works for you. And you might learn some stuff that doesn't work and you might learn what does, but everyone has a different way of coaching. And I think it's important to experience those things, not just this is the way I do things. Yeah. 'Cause you know, you never know what's going to work for you.
Yeah. I always like, I don't have a lot of like outside goalkeeper training. I just trained with like a kind of a fitness coach. He's an outfield player. He played in Croatia. His name is Vlado Zadro. I trained with him.
Can you say that again? Because that sounds like a character in a movie that I really want. I want to see that movie. He sounds like he's got like a scheme up his.
Yeah, his name is Vlado Zadro. Joseph. I brought him to training too, and we've been going to him. He's like more of a fitness guy, and then when they do shooting, I just hop in the goal. But mainly, I've just had guys like Nate, Tony, Sawyer, Stan, and my Croatian coaches. So I like to kind of pick things from them, like what they like. I feel like a different coach they all have their different styles. So I like to see what I like and whatever works for me from one of the coaches, I'll take that. And then like I'll grab something from each different coach, which helps a lot.
Yeah. By the way, Kevin Perez in the chat right now says Vlado the GOAT. So I guess he's legit right there.
Yeah, he's legit.
There's a comment here in the comment section right here from Latoya Hart, and I'm going to throw it up here on the thing. And she goes, "This is such a timely conversation. My son is playing for the St. Kitts and Nevis U15 team in CONCACAF and Curacao in 1 week, and he's at Camp Shutout preparing." Oh, give it up a shout out to her son who's here. Hopefully, he is at this session getting some good advice. Hi, Victor. So. I'm guessing her son's name is Victor. That would be my guess. So hello, Latoya. All right, let's talk about, you know, now for you, you know, Audrey, you're in an environment, the international, a lot of these players are playing, I'm guessing, at youth academies for professional clubs, you know, that you're there and you're playing at an MLS Next Academy, which is a little bit of a different experience.
Yeah.
How does that kind of work when you come back? Do you feel like, oh my gosh, like this isn't the same type of professional environment, or do you feel very much like what we're doing here in the United States is pretty on par with the rest of the world?
So I think that I was prepared very well at FC United, especially my coaches. They expect a lot from us as a team and from me. So when I went to an environment like Croatia, it's really different. Like they're, I feel like in America, it's a lot more fast paced and that sort of like, we got to go. But in Croatia, it's a lot more slowed down and technical. But I think my goalie coaches here in America prepared me for that, like all sort of situations. And watching soccer on your own, like watching games, is very important to see how it is in Europe, actually, if you've never been there and never been able to experience something like that. And then, like I said, my trainer, he's Croatian. So like a lot of the drills we did, like warm-up drills, like it prepared me a lot to go into that environment. So I'd say watch European, if you strive, if you want to go to Europe or are about to go to Europe, watch a lot of European football and, I don't know, just notice what they do differently than in America and take it on.
Dude, you just brought up a really good point that I want to bring up on the show right now. And then, and Stan has brought this up consistently in regards to watching football, Kitchy, I want you to step in and talk to a lot of the young goalkeepers out there, because I've met a lot of young goalkeepers here at camp. Shout out if any of you guys are watching right now who say, oh, I like playing, but I don't watch.
So one of the best pieces of advice a coach when I was a youth gave me was, when you watch football, make sure you're watching off the ball. Stop watching the ball just move from one player to the next. Look what the players are doing around the ball. Look at what the, like I said, as it's getting into the attacking third, try and watch the goalkeeper as he moves, especially if you're a goalkeeper watching this, watch the goalkeepers move. Watch how they drop. Watch how they move forward. Watch how they distribute the ball. Try and watch their actions after if the camera doesn't pan away too fast. Yeah. But watching those things are super important. So you, it's, and when you watch football, it's an analytical watch, not just a watch for the enjoyment. For me, at least, I watch it for the analytical side nowadays. I don't really watch it to it for joy too much.
Yeah, Nate doesn't have any joy in his life at all. It's just all it's all sad. It's all sad and depressing. Yeah.
When this past session, when one of the goalkeepers came up and he's like, "What team do you support?" I'm like, "I don't really support a team. I just don't." Like I said, he's like, "Well, if anyone's you prefer?" I'm like, "Not really. I just watch a bunch of soccer and whatever I watch is on. It's but I watch it." Because I enjoy it. Yeah. I enjoy watching the movement. I enjoy watching the flow of the game. It's not just the goals. It's not just the free kicks. It's watching the game and watching all the action of the game, not just the ball moving.
And, you know, and speaking of that, obviously, Audrey, I know that you watch football, and that's a thing here. So this is a question here from Jordan Rolon 06. Jordan, please let us know where in the world you're watching the show from on the Union app. We always love to hear. Tell us if you're at Camp Shutout. We'll say what's up to you. Next time I will wave. I will give you a high five. I will say great question. So Audrey, who is your inspiration in goalkeeping?
When I was little, I really liked Neuer because my style, I like to be more of a field player who's a goalie. So I always enjoyed watching Neuer and like him come out of it, come off of his line and make those saves. But
I remember watching you one game when you were like 13 years old and there's a through ball that came and you just ran out of your box and dribbled it past the guy and passed it. And I was like, oh, that was interesting, but good job, Adrian.
And then recently I started watching Onana a lot and I was like, wow, this guy plays like how I want to play. And
good thing.
I would watch his highlights a lot, and the way he's like involved with the team, he's not just like the goalie off to the side. I think his play style helps the team a lot, because if you're good at using your feet and playing those long balls and being involved with your center backs and midfielders, that gives your team a great advantage. And that's like 11 guys instead of 10.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And then, you know, I think one of the things, and by the way, speaking of you know, inspirations, my inspiration for goalkeeping is anyone under 6 foot. So if you're under 6 foot, you inspire me. That is so shout out to all the under 6 foot goalkeepers at Camp Shutout and around the world. We make the world go round, and we also make it easy for people to chip. Anyway, let's break down some plays from Audrey. Is anyone down to do that? You guys down?
Sure.
All right, let's do this. So I'm going to throw up some images here. Let's take a look at some of these pictures here, and let's tell us what we got here going on. So this was a breakaway session yesterday, right, Audrey?
Yeah.
That's what was going on. Yep. So why don't you kind of set up like what you guys were working on in this session?
Yeah, so what we were working on was either going to the ball quick and getting it, or staying low and getting set and trying to close the space as quick as you can, and to be smart about it as well. You don't want to come rushing out and off balance and you're unable to make the save.
Yeah, you know, I mean, one of the things right here, and by the way, you know, I think for a lot of you guys out there who are watching the show right now, you're going like, man, I don't know. This technique is looking a little sloppy and stuff. You guys have had like, what, 50 reps? Like, you guys don't understand it. At camp, you're getting reps after reps after reps. It's a lot of training, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot, but you just got to take care of your body and keep on pushing.
Okay. So so we're going to do this right here, Kitchy, since you know Audrey so well. Let's break down what you're seeing that you like. So let's start with this action right here. We'll go back there right there. So let's start with the stocking and from right here. Speaking of challenges, it's while people are setting up for a conference, it's very difficult to do a podcast. Okay. So starting here, no, that was earlier, right? Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. One more.
Yeah. Good.
Okay. Right here. So what are you seeing here?
I think he's a little too close to the ball probably to push and get that low, don't you think? I mean, you're, like I said, you're trying to get down.
Oh, dude, you're going to break it. You're gonna call him out on blast on the air. Okay. Yeah. It's a coaching session now. Yeah, oh, my God.
I
would
prefer that he's probably pushed the step before that because he's not going to be able – he's going to try that spread and he's going to get – it's going to go right – like I said, so you're going to go off the back of the leg or it's going to go under. I can't tell.
Okay. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's like I said, it goes with the foot. I said, I think you can get that foot out a little bit more, but it's a good save.
Okay. Well, actually, that actually went in the back of the net. Do you think that if you had followed Nate Kitchell's advice, you would have saved that one?
Yeah,
spread,
probably.
It's probably from step back, huh?
It's probably from step back. But then on the deep ball. But then on the deep ball, because it looks like obviously what was happening is you were going from a negative position, which I think a lot of young goalkeepers out there are listening. I know some of you guys in your sessions back home, you move from up to forward up from the goal. Kitchy, we always talk about how that's not realistic to the modern game.
Yeah, I ran a session with these guys on Monday and we were doing low dives and the session was based around that a little bit, where most of the time if you're going to do a low dive, you're never going to really step into a low dive. You're not going to step forward. Most of the time you're going to be working backwards when the strike comes. So we were working on a little drop step in and then setting our feet quickly and then trying to get down. So like I said, anytime that there's a deflection, if the ball is going away from you, your movement needs to be going backwards to give yourself more reaction time and be able to actually work through the save that way.
So I love that. So Audrey, so let's move on to this next picture right here. Okay. So Audrey, what are you seeing first off right here? As you're approaching right here.
I like how I put my arms out to make myself big and I'm keeping my chest forward. So I'm making myself big here, but this is a tough one because he's a right footer. So that's like I like to go with my left there because he's more likely to shoot it like around me. But yeah. I think I need to work on getting down with the other knee to steer it wide instead of towards the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's something I worked on a lot yesterday and I got better at. So.
That's what exactly what I was about to say.
Really? Look at that. See, you're creating a coach right here. Good job, Kitch. Adrian. You see that? You're creating a coach right there because that ball is hit into the middle right there. And so now it's the drop on the depth. But here, I love this action here because you know, you've got a nice base set right there. As that strike is coming in, I love your shape. It's positive. Your body balances forward. And because of that, you're able to get that push off. Notice how he's not going negative right there. He's keeping his shape nice in alignment, but his power shoulders out in front of post. And that's why you make that quality save right there.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thoughts on it?
I mean,
good save.
That's what I said.
All right. So we'll watch that again. Boom. All right, cool. So moving on to the next action right here. All right, so now there's a little bit of distribution going on right here. So what's going on with this service? Is this like a cutback scenario type of thing?
I think it's just a back pass.
Okay.
Maybe from a six out to a center back. And then the center back in that scenario plays it to a forward.
Okay.
And then they go on for a shot.
Okay. Now, one thing I will say about this right here, not to be nitpicky or whatever, but as you approach right here, right, I see kind of like this negative shape right there. So do you feel like you're exposing that area, Kitchy? Thoughts on this right here?
Can you play the rest of the clip?
Hold yeah.
On. Yeah. Again, he's too close to go down like that.
Yeah.
He's too close. He needs to be a step back. So that way when he goes into that big shape going down, that spread shape going down, he's actually able to push through the ball. And that way, I'm not going to put my leg up on camera, but when he needs to push off that, like I said, he's coming to that right side. He needs to push off that, like I said, lead to that right side of the post. Yeah. He leads him well, but he's like when he play around a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Boom. So, went too far.
Okay. We've all never used a computer before, everybody. I just want to let you all know.
I would almost prefer him to try and spread from right here. Like, this is the
You don't think that's too far?
Oh. It's just my bad. Unplug the camera. Oh, no, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So we will have to. Well, we're going to have to try to set it back up here.
Sorry.
And see what happens. Okay, so that was that touch right there. Okay. Yeah, so what happens is this plug-in right here.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a one person shop right now. That's what's going on right now. So let's see if I can reset up the
Yeah, I'll just talk through it with Adrian through the save.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So talk it through.
So through boom. Is this the one?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the save. But no, you're saying that was too far back.
Yeah.
This is an exact image of where he was when I said take that step right there.
Yeah.
And still follows through, doesn't quite get the spread that he wants, but great triple save right there.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if I can get this camera back on here. Get that off here. This was today. So this was all today. Okay. Yeah. 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 So this is
some distribution stuff.
A little bit. Yeah. Cross management.
Yeah. So, and that was with Joe, right? That's what was going on.
Yep. He's a great coach. I had a lot of fun with him.
All right. I'm going to try again here. We'll try to get out here. I'm just going to go on the FaceTime camera. Let's see what happens if I open that up here. No, we've lost everything.
Oh, I'm very sorry. At least you can hear us and see the video.
Yeah, I hope everybody can hear us. I hope everybody can hear us still. Please tell us if you're still hearing us, because this is
going to be embarrassing if Mike's just holding the mic up. And
yeah, absolutely. All right. Let's see here. Oh, I guess people can still see the images. That's
okay.
Good.
Fantastic.
That's good. Hopefully they can still hear us too. All right. So what's going on right here? Essentially, it looks like you've got a nice solid position here. Ball's played in nice and clean. Now, obviously, here's one of the things about this is like, and I think I forgot who it was. It might've been Kyle Inn that brought this up earlier today. He said, it's like, look, well, maybe it was you. It was like, you know, service isn't always going to be clean and you have to be able to handle that situation. And like, if you're expecting pace, if you're expecting placement, a lot of times you're going to get beat because the ball's mishit a lot of the times. Right, Audrey?
Yeah, sure. You always got to be ready because in a game, the service that the other team has, it can go wherever. It can go wherever. So in a training, it's always good to, like, for instance, hitting it off the ground. There's so much more variables than throwing it, because throwing it, it's going to go in the same spot. So hitting off the ground creates more of a game realistic situation, and you always have to be reactive and ready for those services.
Exactly, especially with crosses. I think that's really important. Like, it was cross management this morning. And like I said, if you're hitting it off the ground, it may float towards you. It may float away. You might get one of those weird cross shots that come in. You have to really dictate your footwork and where you're going to try and catch the ball based on how that ball comes in. And every cross you see is going to be a little bit different. Like that one right there, very different from the first one that you saw.
Yeah.
First one was under hit. That one was over hit towards the back post. So,
let's look at this action right here. So Audrey, you go towards near post, you're dropping here. Why do you think he's able to beat you on the near post right here? Are you too deep in your opinion?
Yeah, I'm too deep.
Okay.
I should be at least a half step up. And yeah, I was frustrated about that one.
I mean, that comes from that first step forward and then not just keeping your body open and reading the ball sec.
Yeah. So let's move on. Let's move on from this one right here. Boom.
After that back heel goal.
So nice deep position. So nice clean hands. I want everyone to see this right here. Is this a Danish catch? Is that what's going on here? Ball comes in.
That's a normal one
because it looks like a Danish catch.
It was here and then came in.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know if that was your thing or whatever. It was like the Danish catch type of thing. Because there are some people that do that. Yeah. Have you ever done the Danish catch?
Yeah, I'll bring that out once in a while.
I could have never figured it out.
Or should it be called the Croatian catch now?
I don't know. I could never figure it out.
it's definitely different. That's for sure. So anyway, then ball's played out. Night clean service. Well, okay. So here in traffic right here, I want everyone to see as you're approaching right here, you're getting this at nice highest point. There's traffic right here. You're not worried about this traffic. And I think that, you know, some people at your age, a lot of young goalkeepers at your age are focusing on the traffic as opposed to the ball. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, there's always a little fear factor in there, but you have to get over that. Like for me, it took me a while to, but I realize that I have my hands. These outfield players don't. I have an advantage. The ref is on more of my side than the attacker, so they're more likely to give me the call if there's a collision.
Yeah.
So I think that just knowing what we know, you should not be fearful, and always, if it's the right service and you know you can get there, don't think twice and just go.
FYI, guys, I just want to show you guys all this right here. Boom, we're back. Look at that. Look at that. We're back on camera. Shout out to everybody who told me how to do this in the comment section right now. It was literally, I had to press start camera. That is what I had to do.
I didn't mess it up too bad.
This is why we were working at a goalkeeper camp and not in IT, everybody. Yep. That is that is going on. Okay, so I want to let's go back to the images right here. Boom. Okay. So now next step that's happening right here. By the way, this looks like just B-roll footage, as if like, you know, like when they're interviewing like players by getting ready for the World Cup and everything like that, and they're just like showing, they're like,
what are you thinking here?
Yeah, they're like, what are you thinking right here? You're like, I don't know, man. I just stretched. I don't know what to tell you. So what's going on right here is you're adjusting your gloves, and the guy in front of you is putting his hands on his hips. That's exactly
little behind the scenes.
This here is a quality clip. This is a quality clip. I'm going to play the entire thing through because I think it's so. Oh no, here we go. All right, so now you're setting up. I'm guessing that there's a service coming in again. Okay, this is a weird play right here, and this is Kitschy, kind of you talking about how like, hey, anything can happen. Yeah. Just because the service was supposed to be in a certain area. And I think one of the problems, Audrey, that happens a lot of times with young goalkeepers, and I talk about this with CD today, is they play the drill, not the game.
Yeah, that's what I was doing here a little bit, because it was supposed to go to that back post, and I saw a cheat.
Look at how far he
cheats. Yeah, I see that.
Look at you cheat.
Yeah.
Cheater.
So you're right here, and then you're literally – dude, look how far – yeah. Yeah. Look at Zimka's face. He's like, "Oh, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be good right here."
Slice into that front post,
and then and I can see it on your face afterwards. You're like, "Oh, that was not the right decision in that moment." But then you recover, which is important. I think a lot of young goalkeepers out there need to know that you just need to put that immediate chase. As Suskio always likes to say on the show, "Don't follow one mistake with another mistake." You know,
yeah.
You know, I think that's massive, because I think I know for myself personally, I will start to. Like if I come out on a through ball and I misread that through ball, I start thinking about, oh, I just misread that through ball. Next thing I know, the ball's in the back of the net because I'm thinking so much about that, as opposed to dealing in the moment. All right. And then look at that. It's very clean right there. And then there's the power right there. All right. Let's see. All right. Now we got some game footage going on here. Okay. This is, by the way, shout out to all the people that film youth goalkeeper content. You guys do a great job of making sure that no one can identify the goalkeeper. Thank you very much for making our jobs as complicated as possible.
Mike, he's the one in the other color.
Okay. Well, this might as well be an ant farm from how far away this is being shot. So let's see if we can figure out what is going on right here, Audrey.
Adrian, read that.
Okay.
We got a comment over here from Dane Skukin.
Okay.
He says in Croatian, ja sam iz Hrvatsku i ja volim Adrian. That means I am from Croatia and I love Adrian. He says, on je jedan pravi igrač, ali on je pravi momak. So he's saying that I am a good player and also a good man.
Also, by the way, we have no idea if that's actually what he was saying, or if like Audrey's just like, he actually was saying,
just gave himself a compliment there.
Yeah. Like in reality, he's like, what did he say? He said, hey guys, check out my Instagram channel. We're all going to be like, shut this. All right. So we got some game footage here. Let's see if we can figure out what is going on here. So Audrey, you're the little man right there, right?
Yeah. Little green dot.
Little green dot right here. So what is going on right there? What do you remember this game at all? Let's see if we can get back to that.
Yeah, this was in Dallas.
Okay. So this was recent.
No, this was, I think, last year before this one. So last year.
Okay. So what is happening in this game right here? I see you kind of coming out right here. It looks like there's immediate chase on the ball. You're kind of holding that position. And then.
Kind of what we were working on yesterday. Yeah.
I love
staying
it.
Staying set.
Okay. So this is a little bit better footage.
Yeah, this was more recent.
Okay.
In like March.
Okay, so do you remember these plays? Because you're the one that sent me these clips. So do you remember this play right here?
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
This is another, like, sort of 1v1. Not really.
It's hard to tell. So let's see if we go back to that right there. Are now you're off your post right there. So you are you somebody that likes to explore and like attack and put immediate pressure on the goalkeeper?
Yeah, I think I'm quick enough and big enough to get there. So I always
Go back to the beginning.
I always use
see where that ball comes from.
Okay.
Is there a
let's see if I can go. Let's see how far back I can go. Right here. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Let's see where that ball's entering in there.
Can you see?
Oh yeah, I see that.
Oh, I see it. Okay, it's that little white dot. That is the ball. Okay. So that's where the ball is, and then he exits. Okay, yeah. Kitch, do you see right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Thoughts on that play?
I think it's, like I said, as long as he makes a save out there, I think it's fine. If he lets that cutback come through, that's where he's in trouble. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like I said, if as long as he's out there and he's comfortable out there,
yeah,
that's fine.
So, Audrey, this is the way I look at it. Like, I'm the type of goalkeeper like to like manipulate space, and if any of the young goalkeepers doesn't know what that means it's like I try to force the game to play into the spaces where I'm stronger. Do you feel like that's the kind of goalkeeper that you are too?
Sort of. I mean, I like to play to in my strengths. So something like that, I believe I'm strong at. So I always like to take those opportunities. And even though it's a little bit crazy, I'm off my line, but.
Like right there, if you go back to that where that cutback or where that kid's trying to cut it back, there's five of his own teammates.
There's a lot
defending of that, defending that cutback. Yeah. So I think that right there, boom. Like I said, his teammates are all along it. There's one player.
So it was not going to be a successful cutback.
It's not going to be a successful cutback.
That's a great point.
End. And again, it's not just about the goalkeeper action in film analysis like this. It's about the team action. And so when there's one, two, three, four, five guys, Adrian should feel comfortable with that many recovering defenders exploring that space a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you know, for any young goalkeepers that are listening out there, I think that we need to do a better job, Kitch, you know, I don't know if you can speak for it. I mean, Audrey, you're in the environment right now of teaching young goalkeepers to understand their role with the other players in regards to from a support standpoint. I think too many goalkeepers are so focused on the immediate action. They don't even have any idea where the runs are coming from.
Yeah.
They have no idea where their support is. And because of that, they get beat.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's such an important piece is being able to scan and recognize what situation could come in the next action, right? And being able to, as that ball, one way I always describe it is as that ball travels into wider areas, can you make sure that you're recognizing what's happening on the other side of the field? So when it's in a non-dangerous area out wide or a little bit higher, maybe up at near the half, can you just check that other side quickly and recognize, is there someone making a run down that other side, or is that player running towards the middle from the outside as it goes into those wide areas? And just making sure you're constantly checking that back post when it's in those non-dangerous areas. And that's the chance you have to take your eye off the ball when the ball is traveling from point A to point B and no one's around it to possibly have a shot.
So, Audrey, I know you were about to say something before Kitchy stepped in, so feel free to finish that thought.
Yeah, right, so I definitely think it's important, like, especially for goalies who like to be off their line, to notice where the guy's running. Like, if he's running all the way wide and it's, like, him and he's going to the line, there's no real point of you to come out and do that when he's going away from your goal. But if he's going towards your goal, definitely come out and try to make the save. And also notice where your defenders are. If they're on the inside of him, like shaping him wide, just it's in those moments, it's okay to be on your line and reactive.
So let's look at this right here. So now this looks like it's a distribution moment. And it looks like you're trying to break this line and find a player with a matchup with a matchup situation here. So thoughts on this ball first off. So looks like it's just played back. And you're pretty high up the field there. It looks like you're close, literally at midfield right there. How do you end up that high, first off? That's what I'd like to know.
He's played that way since he was 12 years old.
Really? That's that Neuer in him, right?
Yeah, he's played a high line since he was a little kid.
Yeah, okay. Stan definitely enforces that when we're young, and it's fun for us. And if you have a good relationship with your center backs and they trust you, though, it can give your team a great advantage. Like, they play me the ball, I can play it wide, and then the center backs can show for him for support. So
that's important that you brought that up, though, because like your team has to be on the same page with you. You can't just step into an environment. Let's say you go to, you know, on a pro trial or something like that, and they don't play that way. Yeah. And then you just step in and just do that. And you're on the same. So you have to have that conversation beforehand, right?
Yeah. You always have to do what's best for the team. And if your coach says, I want you back and playing real safe, then that's what you have to listen and do what's best for your team.
Yeah. You know, so as we're seeing right here, so now we're heading here. It looks like a very tropical environment. I'm assuming there were lizards and iguanas and all sorts of things
going on.
Yeah,
California.
This is California's
winter.
Okay, so this is California. So this is
Coachella.
Coachella. Okay, so it was a lovely 76 degrees, even though it's 120 right now. So I'm sure that was much better. All right, so let's see what's going on right here. It looks like it's just was that just a deep ball that you just hit? Is that all that is right there?
Yeah, both of them together.
Yeah, it's so hard to tell. Who's filming all this stuff?
That's part of you.
Okay.
Yeah, this one was like, I was pretty low and I saw my striker checking in, so I just hit it so we can get like right there, and now we're in the middle of the field in a better position.
Mm-hmm. So I want to bring this up to all young goalkeepers out there right now, because the thing is, I get this a lot of times. Oh, my coach tells me to play it short. Okay, well, what was on? Like, what are your options? Like, you need to scan the field and you need to see, like we're talking about from scouting matchups, right, Kitchy? Like, you got to see, like, sometimes a route one is the best option because you have the matchup.
Yep.
And you might as well go for it. That being said, the whole role of a goal kick, young goalkeepers, and I'm talking to the foundational group at the youth camp today at Camp Shutout, is to keep possession of the ball. It's not to show us how far you can kick the ball. And that's what happens a lot of times to young goalkeepers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
One big thing that I always try and overemphasize is so many coaches don't understand that the up and in method is usually not the best.
Yeah.
It's keeping the team shape and then letting the goalkeeper to identify 1v1 situations up the field further, and then starting up high and then trying to work your way back to find the best situation where your team's going to keep the ball.
I mean, that's a great point.
So
right there.
If you can get it to your forward's feet and he's isolated in space against one other person, that's probably where you want to try and go. If your wingers start making, if he's matched up and your wingers start making runs, can you isolate them one-on-one? If they can't find it, is your six able to get it? If your six isn't able to get it, then you play out of the back. But working through that in a quick way where it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then, all right, none of those are available, boom, out the center backs, and we're playing, right?
I love that. I love what you were saying right there. You know, like, Audrey, I'm sure one of the things that you probably take note, you know, from a distribution standpoint is if a team is being, let's just say, struggling on one side. So if a team is struggling marking on one side, you probably start favoring that side, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I always like to – I'd say like kind of like a cornerback in the NFL, they play off of the wide receiver.
Yeah.
I like to play, like, especially on goal kicks, how the other team is set up, and then I make my decision from there. I'm not like, oh, I'm going to go long and that's it. If they're dropped off and we have the opportunity to play short and build out, then I'm going to play short.
So is this California again too? Is that what's
going on? That's Dallas.
Okay, this is Dallas right here. So it looks like you've got Chase on you right there.
Yeah.
And then you make the decision to play that ball to an open player again. Now, here's the thing. A lot of young goalkeepers in this situation, they try that and it doesn't work and it ends up being a goal and they get frustrated, right, Kitchy? And then their coach tells them, don't ever do that because the risk is too high.
Oh, sorry, I was checking. Can you play it back? I was checking schedule for the rest of the
No worries. Okay. So there. We'll go back right here. All right. So here, immediate chase coming from the inside, right? So this dude, the dude in the white right there, is completely wide open.
Yep.
And so he lifts the ball and just plays a simple ball right there. But again, young goalkeepers, this a lot of times they try to hit that ball and it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And they get scored on and the youth coach goes crazy.
So, Adrian, what did I work with you guys on Monday with distribution? What was my session all about?
Like you're touching where you have your first touch and trying to break the line. Like, so here I noticed that he was coming as pressure, so I couldn't play short. And then, like, when you look up, and it's always you should scan before.
Yeah.
So I scanned, I saw he was there. And this was an uncomfortable ball for me a year ago with my left foot. So I took it on my right, and, like, I was like, I didn't really think about it, which I think is important. Like, if you're working on something on your own and it's in a game and you have an opportunity to do it, just do it.
Yeah.
Don't think twice about it. So here I was kind of starting to get better with my left. So I was like, okay, I'll try this out. So I see I have the touch. It goes onto my left, and I see the player, and I just hit it, and that's what it was.
So session on Monday I worked with these guys
was
all about breaking lines in our distribution out of the feet.
Yeah.
It was about taking players on and breaking lines, inviting pressure so that you can break the pressure. So you take a touch where the pressure comes from. So you take the touch, boom, and then you break the other way, break the line, and then find the pass that you need to find. That's a good situation right there where – player comes in, all right, I need to take that touch away from the pressure. Like, the pressure's coming in hot, touch, boom, find that guy playing forward.
You know,
and sometimes at the youth level, it's going to be successful. Sometimes it's not. Like I said, you got to be brave in those situations. I know FC does a good job of allowing the goalkeepers to be brave and not scolding them when things might go wrong.
Like I said,
it's something that is developed.
You know, one thing I want to say right now, and you know, I'm sure he'll be fine with me saying it and everything like that because he's a pretty open and honest guy. I had a conversation with Matt Turner about prep touch, and he talked about that's something he's been working on the last few years, and that's what's gotten him to Europe. Is the fact is that at that level, your prep touch determines everything. It doesn't not only determines where you're going to play the ball, it determines how the other team's going to defend that ball. So you really, really, really have to focus on that at that next level. Okay.
And one person who I think does a fantastic job teaching that stuff is Jill Lloyden. Like I said, disguising the passes, like the prep touch to disguise and not give away where that next option is going to be. A forward's not looking behind them. They don't know where the other players are. They're coming for the ball, trying to recognize, all right, you can get that prep touch right, pick up your head and identify where that pressure is coming from and where your players are all in one scan.
Yeah.
Then you have a very good chance of taking that to, like I said, if you can disguise a movement or disguise a touch and then steal your way into space, you can usually break the line pretty easily there.
I think you just brought up a really good point right there. And you're like, you can usually break the line pretty easily right there. We want to make things as simple for us ourselves as possible. We don't want to make things hard, right, Audrey?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to this play right here. And then I think we'll start wrapping up and everything because I know they have to set up for a classroom session coming up. By the way, shout out to all you guys who've been watching the live stream. If you haven't watched this live stream, you've been watching it on delay and everything like that. Still, please put your comments in the comment section on the Union app. We want to learn. We will do our best. Just tag us and we will try to get back to you in the questions. I know some people have been emailing questions. I have not had a chance to go through all the emails. Audrey, you're pretty popular, it seems like. A lot of people have questions for you.
Right, I'm actually going to dip out. I gotta head to.
Okay.
I gotta go get my laptop and set up for the for that
session.
Oh,
why don't you just really quickly plug what you're doing? Because there's our people who are watching live right now.
So yeah, just Nate Kitchell. I'm the goalkeeping director at Bavarian United, and that's pretty much all I'm doing right now. Like I said, I'm enjoying camp.
I meant more of the classroom.
Sessions. We're doing classroom sessions. Okay. Yeah. So I'm doing college prep sessions. So college recruiting. We'll have me. We'll have Jamie Cleland from Delaware. We'll have Angela Doisky from Loyola Ramblers, Angela S. From Loyola Ramblers on the women's side, and then a few of our staff assistants who have gone through transfers, stuff like that, and trying to navigate the recruiting process for young student athletes.
Which I think is, I think obviously, you know, really, really important. It's something that everyone kind of goes through and everyone, you know, talks about and stuff like that. And by the way, you know, when the Union app does launch next week, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff on college recruiting. Again, guys, start joining that uncommitted college goalkeepers, male and female groups. Start posting all your stuff in your member profile right there, your videos, your PDF sessions, your resumes, all that stuff, because we're going to be sending out a lot of college coaches are asking where they can find these people and everything like that. And as we know in the goalkeeping community, you know, we have to help the network. The network helps each other. And that's how we find goalkeepers. Kitch, go do your session. I'll wrap up with Audrey. Audrey, you can step in here if you want while we're finishing up right here. So. All right, let's go back to this play right here, and we'll start wrapping up here. Okay, so what do we have? What do we have going on right here?
So there's two attacking players pressing me, and I saw an opportunity they were marking both of my center backs. I saw an opportunity to split them.
Okay.
So I like Matt Turner when you were talking with him. That prep touch here was important. It allowed me to go forward, and I didn't take it to one side, so I had to play that side. I had to get forward between them.
See, I love what you did right there. And again, like that's about confidence and stuff too, because like you know, Kitchy was bringing up Jill Lloyden and he was talking about Kalen Sheridan, who might be one of the best, you know, goalkeepers, you know, at the World Cup, in my opinion, in regards to like her resume in the past year or so. She talked about how she never wanted that pressure. She never wanted that pressure, but the more and more she put herself in environments where she was uncomfortable with the ball at her feet with pressure, the better she became at it because she became more confident. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. In training at FC United, we do a lot of kind of small-sided games where I don't even have gloves on. So
yeah,
always being in like playing as like maybe a midfielder or a center back, being in those situations, especially when you're young, is very important, because when you're a goalie, you have to use your feet, and these situations happen a lot, yeah, especially at the younger level where these kids can run and they'll come at you. So you always got to be prepared for some chaos and have to be calm in the midst of it.
Okay. So now this clip, I'm guessing you were at a car show of some sort. This is what this looks like literally right
Minnesota.
Now. Dude. This is Minnesota. Yeah. Dude, it literally looks like you're performing at like some sort of like flea market or something like that, like with all those cars right there. Okay. So what just happened right there? Oh, that's where the goal is. I couldn't even see.
Yeah.
Okay. So is this a cross? Is that what's going on here?
It starts at a corner.
Oh, and is it a short corner? No, hold on. I missed it here. What happened?
Okay, so it was a corner. I think my defender headed it and it dropped and I made a split save here.
Okay, so I can't even see the ball come in. Who hit it?
I think it was a center back and then...
Okay. All right, well, we'll finish off with
this. Small screen over here.
Yeah, yeah. We'll finish off with this clip right here. So this ball comes in here. Look at that save right there. Very similar to what we were seeing in the training session today, but it is a shot from distance. Obviously, you drop back to create depth right there.
Yeah.
And then it's just nice clean shape to play that ball across right there. I think a lot of young goalkeepers, you know, took into the camera right here. Like, I think a lot of young goalkeepers get beat there because they don't drop for depth. They stay too high right there.
Yeah.
You say you stay aggressive and you play a high line, but you recognize when a ball's that deep and there's no pressure on it that you need to drop for depth, right?
Yeah. So when it's a deep ball, I worked with Ross Kane last winter, and he told us if it's far out, drop yourself on your line. You have more time to react. You're further away from the ball. And if you have a big frame, it can help a lot because you're bigger in the goal and you can – and if you can move to that ball with that reaction time, if you're deeper, you have that split second means everything in goalkeeping. So I think me dropping back there and going for that ball, like from that sort of from it, when it's that far out, there's no point for you to be that high, especially when you know they're going to shoot. Like right when you see him look down, you got to drop back and be set and prepared to make a save.
And honestly, you know, at the higher levels, a player who's got that much time on the ball, they're just going to hammer it. Like there's no reason for them not to take a shot in that situation. So you have to kind of play the role of percentages as well too. Audrey, I appreciate you taking all this time, man. Obviously it's been a long week for you at Camp Shutout. Yeah. It's been a long summer for you in general, man. What's going on with you next? What's up with you for you next?
Yeah. So I have a tournament with Croatia in August, and I mean, just training, taking time, working on my game is important, spending time with family and friends during the off season. But I'm definitely excited to go to this next tournament and we'll see what happens.
That's awesome, man. And we're excited for you. Who are you guys playing?
We don't know yet, but it's in Hungary.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's going to be, dude, my sister lived in I think it's Budapest for a year. And she says Hungarian is a very difficult language. At least you don't have to learn Hungarian too.
That'd just be tough.
Hang out with everybody and working on your Croatian. Dude, honestly, this has been amazing. Obviously, guys, if you want to reach out to us, at Goalkeeper Podcast on the Union app, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, a lot of people here at Camp Shutout think that it was a camp app. I think there was a little bit of a miscommunication. It's a goalkeeping community app. It launches next week. It's literally going to be breakdown sessions, game analysis, engagement forms, all goalkeepers by goalkeepers, you know, youth players engaging with top MLS coaches, top NWSL coaches, each other, college recruiting, all sorts of great stuff. Basically everything you can do on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Zoom, all in one kind of place, guys. It's going to be pretty darn awesome. And Audrey, I know that you actually have a handle on the union. So if anybody wants to connect with you, what is your handle?
Yeah, so it's Adrian, A-D-R-I-A-N-H-R-V, and then the number 16.
So awesome, guys. So when we launch next week, if you have any questions about goalkeeping, reach out to Audrey, man. Hey, you know what? We can all learn from each other. I'm hoping that a lot of MLS coaches reach out to you on that app. I'm sure that's not an NCAA violation in any way whatsoever. I just got canceled. That's what just happened right there. All right, guys, that's all the time on Inside the 18, and we are out.
Thank you.
Later, guys.